Go. 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 Right now in the comments. All right. How's it going, guys? Three things. First of all, what's the main highlight of the day? What happened in your day was? Do you think that was like the main event that really captured the essence of, I don't know, I'm not sure if it's Wednesday, Tuesday, whatever. Second, what kind of frustrations? Maybe vent a little bit. Again, in private, nothing too confidential. And lastly, what relatable topics do you have anything to share? That it can be a joke, can be a meme that's related to, or it can just be something relatable to the topic of this video sharing, video podcast covering food purchases and seasoning bananas. As I went about my day to day in sort of celebration of the housing approval. So we'll talk about that. We've talked about that briefly in the previous video, and I will talk about it a little bit more in this one as well. So of course, this is Project Jira, Rishab here, another video podcast. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Again, thanks to the supporters. I noticed that every once in a while, there's always someone who decides to pop on by, and I'm just gonna say appreciation to all you guys doing that. This is Slice of Life plus in real life, so IRL and SOL mishmash together, and that creates some kind of VR authentic paradox, recovering real life responsibilities, kind of down to earth, grounded, straightforward, finance, health, all the other domains of life, relationships, friends, and so on and so forth, volunteering, business. And then it covers also, you know, conceptual abstract things like philosophy, psychiatry, self-improvement, content generation, creative stuff, and venting your thoughts, emotions, concepts, and so on and so forth. Things a bit of like a self-therapeutic kind of process. So that's kind of what that is. And in this case, we're going to be talking, for me in this case, my highlight to share with you guys is a lot of purchases today, as I mentioned. So I'm just going to put it down here and switch over to the side here into the backdrop scene. All this here has a lot to do, and I wish I had done the lighting switch properly, because the previous video, which I just recorded before this, but it would have been a full day before you guys, if I can show you off the side here again, I wanted to really capture the lighting for the card in the backdrop. So maybe I'll do that near the end of the video. That's something to look forward to. But look forward to the stuff here, really. I think that's the main highlight. So I'm gonna put this stuff down, cover them one by one. And I just want to turn the camera here so you get a good feel for what we'll be covering. So yes, there's this stuff here. And again, I apologize, I'm disheveled. I have like my mustache is a little bit long right now. My hair is definitely messed up. It's really messed up. Look like a hobo. And then down here on the side, you can see all the bunch of receipts as well as things that we covered, some of them we covered in the previous video, right before this one, and that would be a full day. And some of the stuff, most of it we haven't covered yet. But one thing like that, it's not just for the hair, but also for the shirt. Hey, what's up, Spotify? Shower, laundry, about the top rated product when it comes to fighting. So this is really a lot of fun. This is video for upkeep, cleaning up purchases, things that are done, and starting out fresh and come to mark an occasion. Just kind of whack that. Hit it again. The mic. You guys can hear it a lot better than I can when I do something like that. To mark the occasion, because it is kind of celebratory. My caseworker, you know, I received a phone call from the property manager and so on and so forth. Came into delivering the good news. It says, you know, you're the winner and so on and so forth kind of thing. Basically, it's like a rolling kind of cycle, and you know, all the applicants get kind of perused through at a priority basis, and so stuff like that. And I was selected, and I'm very, very grateful and thankful about that. Eventually, everyone gets put through the process, and then gets a place that they can find. But of course, I'm very happy that this time was my turn. So I want to say that the first thing that he mentioned after, you know, I set an appointment with him, was my other caseworker showed up, and he said, you know, I was going to break the news to you. And, and by the end of the call, the second call with my caseworker, who is a fantastic person, great chill guy, who's really well managed and very competent, and also very understanding, and a very good soul, I would say. His character really stands out. I want to say that basically he ended the call by saying, you know, you know, it's time to celebrate, you know? So I, in light of that, did go and have a slightly bigger meal than I usually would. I think I splurged a little bit. I'm not too happy about that. That's what kind of this topic of this video is. That's why there's some food here. The first thing I'll cover here is some some general chores here that have to do with food. So we have a bunch of chopsticks here from TNT Supermarket. And, you know, I noticed that as I was eating today, a little bit of a splurge, I didn't replenish the chopsticks. These are disposable. So they run out into my luggage bag on the floor. So I'm going to put some back inside. In addition, inside the bag, there was also a bunch of the receipts that I have accumulated from the past probably 3-4 days. And so I just like to showcase the mess that it is. We have, I'm not going to read to you many details. I'm going to place these basically next to the side here. As I say, usually I'm building this up to cover them all in a variety of like 2-3 videos back to back of all receipts. So we got the Walmart, Dollarama, Longo's, Dollarama again, Foodie Mart again, and McDonald's. Some of this was with a friend of mine. We had yesterday some Chinese on sale food, really cheap. It's like deep fried chicken wings and thighs, drumsticks for like $5. And then there's some flat noodles called like Niao Ho. Basically, it's like beef noodles, flat noodles. What else do we have? We also had some Chinese green tea, honey drink, chrysanthemum tea, something along those lines. Again, all of it was really cheap. I went on sale and we're really selective with stuff like that. And of course, me walking into a supermarket like this, the cashier would start gossiping and stuff like that because they'd seen me before. And then another cashier was really friendly and she was almost apologetic. She's like, "谢谢你," because she knew that her colleagues were being really unruly towards me. It's kind of a funny experience. And then me and my friend, we sat down and we had like this hour-long meal. We used the washroom, we sat down, we just caught up. It's going through a rough time. And yeah. So that's the receipts here. That's a little bit of storytelling, basically experience I had at grocery market. And also we bought some other dim sum stuff too. So very nice stuff. And then McDonald's. So that's everything here. I'm gonna take these receipts, stash to the side. We'll cover them in a little bit more detail. Not gory detail, but like, you know, how much is pricing? You know, it's like $17.50 for a burger, fries, or whatever. And this, that, on which day, and so on. So for the week, I spent like $100 or whatever. Basically, so receipts, disposable utensils, and we'll put that to the side as well inside the luggage bag. What's next? I think core highlight is seasoning. So I bought from testing new seasoning. Again, this is the same day. Same day I bought that lockable adjustable clamp pliers right here, right, covered in the previous video just yesterday for you guys, but really for me it's like just 15 minutes earlier, as well as the dummy security camera, as well as the welcome home mat, the rug, if you want to call it that. So it's the same day and same purchase, same receipts. So we also tested some new stuff here. So this one here is actually something I tried already. Some bacon flavored bits seasoning. Encore Gourmet is a brand. Get it from Dollarama. It's literally for $1.25. It's like $1.25. It's very easy, very cheap, very affordable. We have Heavenly Spices. This is the new one that I really, really want to try out. It says chicken seasoning. And it's 170 grams. I usually wouldn't buy it. It's $2 because it adds a lot of weight to my luggage bag. But I look at the ingredients and I said, you know, what do I need? I want that I'm missing from my meals. So I like to add, so I take USANA Health Science supplements, right? And so, yeah, I usually add some herbs and spicing to increase intestinal absorption into my body and bloodstream of the nutrients and the proteins and stuff like that, flavonoids. Bioflavonoids and phytoprotein. So what? Vitamins and minerals, basically. So I wanted black pepper. I didn't buy black pepper yet, but I noticed inside here it says ingredients are salt, then onion, garlic, and black pepper. So dehydrated onion, garlic powder, and black pepper, all three of which are good. So onion's good for the body, garlic also good for body, anti-inflammatory, and black pepper that is inflammatory, but it also increases intestinal absorption of nutrients. Certain proteins and especially turmeric and stuff like that. Long story short, it's good. and it's good and it tastes good too. So I wanted to try this out, and I opened it. I gave it a sniff. I didn't actually a good whiff. Got a good feel for what its aroma is like, but I haven't actually tried it out yet. But we'll try this out soon. So this is kind of like a main highlight in terms of this video's purchases, because it is spice and food oriented. That's why we had little chopsticks. That's why we covered the receipts, having to do with containing dollar stores and grocery. Next, we have so this one's a little bit kind of you can meme the shit out of this, because basically I just bought a bunch of stuff related to bananas. So I went to Longo's. We had this SS Frutas imports of spicy, delicious, wholesome snack plantains chips, $85. I mean, $85, 85 grams, and for like $1.60 after tax, it'd probably be about almost $2. Mostly for the fiber, 4 grams of fiber in the whole package. But actually, no, mostly because it just tastes good. It tastes really good. So that's really cheap from grocery market. It's like less than $2. And of course, we had to buy the customary bananas. Always buy bananas, 59 cents per pound for 100 grams. Very, very cheap per pound. Bought 2 bananas, ate one already. Again, that was part of the celebratory meal. I sat inside the Longo supermarket, and I know celebrating with a grocery bought meal is kind of weird, but that's kind of where I am financially speaking. And believe me, some of the hot food at a grocery store is pretty good. And so we did get some hot food in there, and I can't show you that because I tossed that all away after finishing it. But there's a cold salad bar with like I tried some tuna salad with some like a Singapore salad, which had like carrots and tomatoes and red bell peppers. Also some corn, but that was kind of spoiled. It was like Mexican corn, you know, kind of creamy, and the cold salad bar is not really cooked, so that's why it was kind of spoiled. And then the hot bar, there was other stuff I tried, like crab meat and stuff like that. I just said crab meat, I think. And then the hot food bar, there was like a chicken strip. It's like teriyaki flavored. Really nice, very good. And that's kind of the meal today that I can't show you from Longo's. That was quite expensive, honestly. That's why I say I splurged a bit. It's like $14. So $6 for the cold bar, $8 for the warm bar. It's by gram weight. So pretty expensive. Ate too much, definitely, but it was a celebratory meal. But anyways, bananas, back to bananas. So we got the plantain chips, these are like banana chips. Basically, we got the actual banana, the produce bananas inside this Longo's red bag. It says something like fresh daily or whatever. And then we have a third item that's banana related, and it's a banana cake muffin. So banana cake muffin, so cost $2 for that one. $1.99 after tax, $2.25. And it's from the bakery section of the grocery store. So we got a banana muffin, we got actual produce bananas, and then we had some non-perishable I had to think about that, non-perishable banana chips. All right, what else do we have to cover? I didn't really finish the spices, I realized, because I bought an extra bottle of basil, not just chicken seasoning here and the bacon bits, but also an extra container of basil, because I was running out of basil leaves, or basil. 23 grams, very light, usually very. This one here is the old one. You can see it's almost finished, but it's also mixed in with another canister of oregano. So I mix some oregano and basil together, and that's where this is. And then we have a full one now that's brand new. So all the seasoning bottles go into the luggage bag. You can see why it carries packs a bit of weight, especially with the 170 gram one now. This all goes inside the luggage bag, all this stuff right here. Let me get the time for this. This is gonna make a good thumbnail. It's kind of interesting. It's like 14:05. And so that goes in the luggage bag. And I think last two items here before we wrap up this video, three. So zero sugar, Dr. Pepper. We covered this before. That's sugar. Dollarama, dollar store, cost for like $1.25, $1.50. We also had Harry's Orange, covered this before as well. But we bought another one once again. So for $2, $3 here from a more expensive location. But it is the same kind of dollars, Dollarama, dollar store. And the other one costs $2 off three. It's the same product, Terry's Orange Dark Chocolate, orange flavored. And the last thing, so we can see there's a lot of like, podcasts are heard for free. Last is small stack here. This is an item from downstairs, and it's not something I'm supposed to eat. But it says Blackpink. It's a partnership, I guess, from Oreo with Blackpink, and I'm assuming that's that K-pop band thing. I apologize. Well, I'm not apologizing for that shit. I am very adverse right now to any sort of K-pop related shit. People are crazy, man. Like, they're so fucking oversensitive, man. I swear to God, I don't even want to talk about it. I have a very adverse reaction to a certain region. There's like a Korea town near where I live, and oh my God, I can't look at it. You know, it's pretty normal, I would think, because, you know, just about a year beforehand and my entire life, if you are in the public, right, just kind of basic, decent, common sense, walking by, you make eye contact with someone who you don't mean to make eye contact with, you know, it's not a problem. You know, it's not like staring at anything. You just, oh, I saw you, you saw me, we're paying attention to our surroundings, pay attention. You're walking into the environment and you usually want to look at the background, you're looking around the park, you're seeing who's boarding the bus. And then if you lock eyes for a moment, it's okay, you just give a nod and then you look the other way, nothing to it. It's like smile, you nod, you pass by. I don't know what's going on. Like I said, the past year is just filled with like, I'm not sure it's because all of my old generation is like dead. You know, I make friends with a lot of seniors. I'm used to that. I'm not getting along with my generation. They're so outspoken, they're so judgmental, incredibly judgmental, full of gossip, full of accusations and rumors left and right. It's weird. And so recently I've just been like, if I look at someone in this generation for the past year, it's like they get this, they just start like bursting out laughing, and then they just have to talk smack about me. And they don't do this with me, but also with other people. And it's kind of really fucking weird. It's like if someone looks at you, it's nothing wrong with that. It's just you nod and then you smile and then that's it, you move on. But apparently that's not normal. So that's kind of what my aversion with that Koreatown region that I'm kind of experiencing. Unfortunately, that's what this kind of brings up right now. And honestly, this does not bring up very good memories in itself, because this is a class 2 item, unsurprisingly. Class 2 meaning it's from my domestic guardians, my biological thing. So that's why we're leaving right now. This place is gone. So Blackpink Oreo, and I just went down and stole it. You know, I just stole it. I was like, oh, okay, that looks interesting. Okay. And you know, it's just Oreos, but that's that. But even so, I had to say I'm grateful, thankful, blessed, and thank you for this treat. You know, when you receive something, be thankful. It doesn't matter if it comes from someone you don't have a good relationship with. It's just, you know, just credit where credit is due, and just appreciate whatever redeeming qualities or whatever you get. You know, just appreciate it, show some gratitude. Don't go overboard, but that's that. So this is going to go in the garbage. There's some other trash here, like I mentioned, but for the most part there's not a whole lot of garbage because the food here is not finished. For example, the banana muffin, when it's done, I will throw away the wrapper. But there's not a whole lot of garbage. And I would say that on the notion of cleaning, right, because we covered all this food here, and most of it's not really going to garbage, really. Maybe I can toss this, wrap this up, put it inside Terry's orange box right here when it's finished, and toss it out to the side, but it's not finished yet. So that's that. Maybe I can put it, all the recyclable stuff together with the previous video cam. A dummy security camera right here, for example, and then toss it out. I don't know, maybe we can do like a before after snapshot and get the idea. But before we do that, what I'm gonna do is something kind of critical, right? I said that the lighting has been adjusted. I moved the ring light a little bit better so that it's showcasing here to the side. Before it's facing the wall, now it's facing me, and now I like to face the ring light towards the cart. This is a cart, because the cart is amazing. Like I said, jet black paint, a jet black paint job, and that's where it is. I can tell that it's not really helping because it's black. The lighting doesn't really help all that much, but that's what it looks like, right? And if I pull the camera a little bit closer, hopefully it's a little bit better with the lighting here, but that's that. Again, apologies for the shirt being unbuttoned and stuff like that. I swear, it's not. This is just how I am when I'm back in like residence. As of late, usually I do keep myself well kept, you know, hair's a little bit better, clothing better, but the past 2 years, been totally been taken advantage of by people who I should not have allowed to take advantage of me. So anyways, taking care of that, making sure that hopefully this stuff doesn't happen again. But it is related because on the notion of cleaning all that garbage up, I do have to take a shower and do the laundry tonight. I don't really have much more choices to this because if I don't do it tonight, tomorrow I'm kind of out of time. Tomorrow someone else uses the laundry, so it's always a time crunch, man. It's always conflict. There's just too much people in this house too. It's like 12 people in here, not crazy. So there's always like some butting heads just naturally, but aside from that, just kind of want to leave it there. Thanks for tuning in, guys, to another video podcast and a slice of life highlight of the day to share. And you guys can share your stuff in the comments as well. Tell me what's been going on. Again, main highlight, usually something uplifting that, you know, that was key, and maybe a frustration you want to vent. And then third and last, what was relevant here, maybe you want to talk about some food, maybe you cook something up, you use some spices. What's your favorite spice and seasoning? Is it cumin? I love cumin seeds. So what's your favorite spice and seasoning? I'll leave that in the comments below. Or you want to tell a joke and a meme, that's a good alternative as well. So thanks for tuning in, guys. I'll see you guys in the next one. This is Richard signing out. Peace out and thanks. Let's just get that graphic. I'm getting in the habit of doing this. Appreciation animation. Thank you to all my supporters. Really appreciate you guys. Let's do another check-in the next day. Peace. And it says the be right back scene. That's a good way to leave off.